Morning, brothers and sisters. Good to see you this morning. Please do turn to Galatians 5. We'll be looking at verses 22 through 24 again. Galatians 5, 22 through 24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This is God's word. Amen. So this morning we come to faithfulness. And you'll notice in the King James, if you have that before you, it's translated as faith. And in the New King James, faithfulness. This word can be used in a couple of different ways in the New Testament. The first way it might be used is to describe the faith, that is, the body of truth that we believe, right? The Christian faith. That would be one way you could use the word. A second way would be faith, that is, our personal trust and firm reliance upon Jesus. And then there's also faithfulness, which is a fidelity or a consistency of life, a fidelity to the Lord Jesus Christ. So which is being referred to here? Well, I would argue that it's probably the third, faithfulness. Certainly, however, faith and faithfulness are very much interrelated. You're not going to be faithful without faith. But as Paul is talking about these Spirit-produced virtues of the Christian life, I think he is pointing us to what the Spirit does in producing faithfulness in us. So, what is faithfulness? Well, faithfulness is being reliable, being trustworthy, being consistent. A faithful person is one in whom confidence can be placed, to be reliable, to be trustworthy, to be truthful. Now, there's a question asked in the Proverbs, Chapter 20, verse 6. And it says there, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? So he says, people will tell you they're faithful, but can you really find a faithful person? And of course, the assumption of the proverb here is that it's rather rare to find faithful people. But what is the answer to the question? Well, according to Galatians 5, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there you will find faithful people. This is the work of the God's Spirit. He produces faithfulness in God's people. So the answer to the question is, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can find faithful people, reliable people, trustworthy people. And notice, of course, I didn't say perfect, as I never would here. Only our Lord Jesus Christ is perfectly faithful. But we are to be reflections of him. And our Lord Jesus also taught us that if we are faithful in the small things of life, we will also be faithful in the big things. This is from Luke 16, verse 10. He says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. So our Lord is telling us that we must be faithful in the small things of life if we are going to be faithful in the big things of life. We don't have an excuse for saying that something is unimportant and that we don't need to be faithful in that area. Jesus told us to be faithful in all areas. And you might say, well, it's a small matter. It's not really going to affect anybody if I'm faithful at this point. But there's at least one person that it's going to affect, and that's you. If you're unfaithful in those things, you will be unfaithful in the big things. And in particular, I want to apply this today to how we make commitments and how we use our words. Please turn to James 5, verse 12. James here talks about oath-taking and swearing and how we should be very careful in doing these things. And in verse 12 of James 5, he says, but above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Now, there's a series of exhortations in James 5, but you'll notice the word that he begins this verse with is, above all, my brothers. Apparently, he wants us to pay attention at this point. And he wants us to think about how we use our words and how we are faithful or unfaithful in our words. And he's talking about oath-taking and swearing, but he says, fundamentally, your yes needs to be yes, it needs to mean yes, and your no needs to mean no. Throughout all of our lives, we make commitments. Even when we're not taking oaths and vows, we tell people things, right? We tell them that we'll do this. We tell them that we will be in such and such a place. We tell them we will arrive. We tell them we will do something for them. And in all these situations, what James is telling us is to be faithful. To be truthful, we need to let our yes be yes and our no be no. And there are critical times in life where we need vows, we need oaths to bind us. Marriage, for example, we need this covenant commitment to bind us. But we shouldn't need a vow to finish a project on Friday that we said we would finish on Friday. We shouldn't need a vow to keep our word in all these other smaller areas. And we need to understand how detrimental it is when we fail to keep our word. First of all, we poorly represent our Lord Jesus Christ, who is perfectly faithful in what he says. If Christians live so unfaithfully to their commitments, why would anybody think that Jesus makes a difference? Secondly, we cause people to distrust us. If I'm faithful to my words 10% of the time, people are going to trust me 10% of the time, or less. People will have that 10% confidence in you if that's how often you keep your commitments. And then secondly, we bring upon ourselves a bad name for being unfaithful and unreliable. So why do we struggle with these things? Why do we struggle with keeping our commitments and keeping our word? Well, I think the answer is we want to be able to hedge our bets. We want to be able to have our cake and eat it too. We want to please others but still keep ourselves at the top should we need to do something different. But it does make a difference when we fail to keep our word. Psalm 15 tells us in verse 1 and verse 4, it talks about the holy man who may abide on the Lord's hill. It says, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill. And then it says, the one in verse 4 who swears to his own hurt and does not change. The one who keeps his word even when it hurts. So brothers and sisters, we live in the midst of an unfaithful generation. The adultery, the divorce rates, and many other things speak for themselves. It's all around us. The faithful man, who can find? How many times have you been let down by others? All of us could probably say many times in our lives that has happened. But we can take that opportunity to remember the perfect, abiding faithfulness of God to us. So many times people have said they would do something when they didn't, but God has never told us he would do something and didn't do it. 2 Timothy 2, Paul describes the faithful saying about Jesus. He says, this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. This is our God. He remains faithful. So, brothers and sisters, as we pray this day, as we confess our sins, let us ask the Holy Spirit to grant us faithfulness in word, faithfulness in deed, that we may reflect the perfect faithfulness of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen? Let's pray. O God in heaven, we thank you that you are faithful to us and all your promises. And it is a great comfort that in the unfaithfulness that we deal with all the time, that there is a firm foundation that we can rely upon. We ask that you would forgive us for being wavering and unfaithful in our words and in our actions. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would grant us faithfulness as one of these fruits that we so desperately need, so that we would walk according to the Spirit and seek to be ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is faithful in all things. Help us to keep the commandment that Jesus gave us in Revelation, to be faithful unto death. And now we do each take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.